Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
You good, Moses? You all right over there, bro?
Don't fucking look at me like that. You got the killer look on your face. Started. I don't like it.
Start it and shut up.
Come on.
Thou shalt respect me.
Swiss speech. Nigga. Ride or die. DMX.
You niggas pressing me for I saw more ass than a hoe and you stressing the raw. If I was testing your jaw, maybe then you would respect me. But you can't respect me cause you don't even know me, nigga. Check me. I'm that motherfucker that'll put you to sleep while you sleeping. Bit die from 100 feet. You just knew you was creeping. But bad decisions lead to last decisions. Fast collision, now your ass is missing. Took it over there, now you bring it back to the streets. Have you forgotten what it means when a dog shows his teeth? Let me break it down for you. He's about to attack you. Still standing here faggot? You must want me to smack. You ain't been there or done that. Fuck is y'all niggas telling me? I'm the only nigga walking the streets with four felons. Repeat this, I see shit is hard, niggas is struggling. So leave rap alone for a little while.
Go back to hustling.
In a way, you're gonna stop my flow. In a way, a nigga just don't know
where niggas is about to go.
What's going on, Moses? What's up, Dave? What's up?
What up? Rest in peace, X, man.
Rest in peace, X, man. This is what? Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex, man.
Moses? You already.
What episode is this shit, man? Mm-hmm. There you go, yo. This nigga Moses going with some bullshit. Oh, man, episode 106, out this bitch. Rest in peace, DMX.
Let's go.
Shout out to Yonkers.
X, man.
Shout out to White Plains.
Gave us so many good tracks, man.
So much good music.
Tracks people, everybody can relate to, I feel like. If he fuck with X. I feel like everybody did, though.
I grew up on X, man.
X was just on the shit, and he was just a real dude. He was the only dude I know that could walk around without security guards, I feel like. Just walk through, nobody fucked with.
He always had dogs.
Like, you know why?
Who wants to go up to that nigga with that nigga walking around with 3 pit bulls with him and shit?
Chill, ma. Let me get him.
Like, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. This one hurts, though. This one's different. This one hurts, man. Especially growing
crazy.
Up on
it. I didn't... Like another rapper you don't think that's gonna have to pass away. You know, as soon as they go to the hospital, you feel like everything's gonna be better. And it comes out, you know, the other way around. You know what I mean? Because I was ready for him. You know, albums coming out. good energy, you know what I'm saying? Looking healthy. I was just, you know what I'm saying, on this team, like, wanting to win, keep on winning. So, you know, it was time to go home, I guess.
50 years old?
Yes, yeah, it's tough, you know, just imagining rap without X, you know what I mean? Never really thought he wouldn't be around, you know what I mean? So, yes, it's a tough one, especially for 914.
Yeah, this one's different. This one's different. Especially growing up on X and being down here in the South, going against niggas saying Cash Money this, and I'm Rough Riders that because I'm riding for X. You know what I mean? The only dude that really made people bark. like made the whole world fucking bark, man.
Right.
That's wild.
It was
wild.
Just the whole thing. Like, everybody called himself the dog, but, like, he was the dog.
Really walked around with a dog collar around his neck. Like, and would give the shirt off his back to anybody, seemed like.
He was a good actor, too.
Definitely. Belly won't shit if it wasn't for him,
man.
In my opinion. Because he played the fuck out of that role.
Always to be an iconic movie.
Yeah. The shit where Romeo Must Die with Aaliyah.
Yeah. DMX is a legend.
He's a fucking legend, man.
So you gotta put respect on his name. He's an OG.
He's a legend. This movie's gonna be forever, man. Is Dark and Hell as High is a classic.
Yeah.
Yep, that was the first album I ever got on tape.
Oh, where did? Oh, that's dope.
Oh, we got.
I was in Yonkers when that shit came
that's
out.
That's when tapes was popping. Niggas get mad. Fucking tape. Screw up your shit. Gotta get another one. Yeah. You got a backup. Fuck you talking about.
You couldn't listen to Hot 97 at the time and not hear Rough Riders Anthem.
Man.
They was playing that shit out.
After that, like, I feel like he was the only artist that got people hooked. Like, you didn't want to just hear it from the radio. You had to go get that tape.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was some artists that, like, you had to go get that tape. Some you didn't really care about. I'm not trying to be funny. You just wait later on and wait somebody get it and dub it off of them. But at the same time, like, you had to get, it was no question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that DMX tape.
Had to have it.
Flesh yeah, my you flesh got it. Class. The music, you know what I'm saying? Just like, it was just the skits and everything. It was just. A body of music like was crazy. You don't get that now.
It's a fact.
You don't get that kind of music now. So like, you know what I'm saying? Just to hear that at first, it was just the hungry of it. And kept going on. It's kind of hard.
His first two albums came out in 1 year. Both of them went number one. Legendary shit, yo. Coming from the bottom, coming from absolutely nothing to being on top of the world and still not give a fuck about none of that shit.
Am I tripping or was it Great Depression?
Fire. And then there was X. Fire.
Yeah, it was. It's like hard to come up with that body.
I even like Grand Champ. I know a lot. I know some people that don't like it too much, saying they got skips. They got skips. Nah, it got joints on there. I like all that shit. But this one hurt. This one's different.
You gotta be an X fan though. Most people just jump on the bandwagon because it's, you know what I'm saying, it was hot. But
he's my top five. He's in my top five for sure.
I like to see them turn, you know, when they was turning up outside the hospital for them in White Plains.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's
shout up. Out to everybody that came out to support. That was dope.
Yeah.
I know he felt that energy outside. Good energy
outside.
He had a hard, like. Shout out to the White Plains Police Department. Mm-hmm. I usually don't shout. You don't really shout. Police department out too soon, but they let shit rock out there. They ain't cause no problems for people. So
that's what's
shout
up.
Out to them too.
That's what's up. Also, he had some lady hits too. It was kind of hard to get that.
I seen some where somebody said, "Man, X can't go, man, because I still don't know what these bitches want from a nigga." oh man, this shit is different though. Man, this shit is different, but it's. It is what it is, man. He had a transition, man.
Yeah.
Did you cry? Did any one of you cry?
Go play his music. Go stream his music. You can buy it, go buy it.
Play this music and reminisce. And I watched
Drink Champs. Y'all cried though. Y'all didn't cry?
No.
Nah, I didn't cry.
I shed a couple tears.
I didn't cry.
Especially when I seen Swiss on Instagram talking about him. Cried a little bit, I ain't gonna lie. What was you saying, Moses? My bad.
I forgot now.
My bad. My bad. Hey, yo, yeah, like we said, man.
Nah, I said I was watching the old Drink Champs of him when he was on there. You know what I'm saying? Especially
The first one?
First and the last one. Let's see the old vibe, you know what I mean? And just watch him on Breakfast Club, you know, get that memory of him, you know what I'm saying? Watching old stuff that he was on, you know. He had his own show. Y'all remember that?
Well, he's out there in Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
he was a fool out there.
He was having a lot of fun. I mean, like, just to be free, you know?
Nigga was able to walk around with guns and shit on his hip and shit, riding four-wheelers. Mm. He never had a childhood, so he was enjoying it as he could.
Yeah. He was a big kid in the heart. Just can't fuck with him.
Nah, man. Rest in peace, X, man.
X was funny, though. Like, he was telling the, like, people are like, nigga crazy. Just be telling the truth. He was like, yo, I'm the police. Like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not the fucking police. I got real shit. Like, what the fuck?
So he was a fan, right? I mean,
it's real. Yeah, it's real shit. Like, come on, you know, like. And he said he been like fucking with them like that. Like, come on, all of a sudden now you.
X is a legend, bro.
Yeah.
X is a legend. He's a legend, man.
Straight fire spitter, too. Battle rapper, too. It's hard to find somebody that, you know what I'm saying, put out music and battle raps right now. Mm. People scared to death to, like, get on that.
Mm-hmm.
Career is done.
He said he never lost a battle. Even with that Jay-Z shit back in the day, he said he didn't lose that. Mm-hmm. I respect it. Rest in peace, X, though, man.
Nigga already dead? I'ma keep stabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all want to talk about Earth, Wind & Fire versus Isley Brothers?
Yeah.
I want to talk about.
It was good.
It was great.
A little Steve Harvey stories through all of it.
It was great.
Then he put on Ronald Isley Mink. I thought that was his. I forgot Ronald Isley had wrote that when he came in.
Yo, Ronald Isley is the smoothest nigga on the planet.
Had the white beard on.
He was chilling. Had the shades on. Still sound like he got that voice.
Come on. His brother 10 of a guitar.
Who y'all think won, though? I had Earth, Wind & Fire.
It was just tough for me because both of us good music.
It was great music, bro.
I can't choose.
I mean, yeah, good vibes.
I can't choose. Man. Even though, I spend more Isley Brothers spin, it was just like, that music just was hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
Still is hard.
Like you said,
it's a calm music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Groove music.
Steve Harvey was funny on that shit.
Oh, man, he had me done.
I'm glad they picked him to host it and hold it down, you know what I mean? For the older folks, you know what I mean? Had the great laughs, like you said, the stories and shit that went with the music.
Looking like the Hamburglar.
Yeah, it'd have been kind of tough with just them sitting up there. So, right. Yeah, they had to have a little host. It was dope.
Had the dark winged duck kind of effect.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want to call it?
It was fly. That shit was fly. Yeah,
that shit was hard, man.
It was hard.
My man was killing the guitar. Everybody, you couldn't tell shit about that guitar. Who's that, Bernie? Is that his name?
Everybody was suited up, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
Ronald Isley suit was fly, nigga. This shit was fly.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the best verses to actually come out. I ain't even gonna lie. I thought it was like one of the best ones to drop. Especially with me growing up on Earth, Wind & Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask y'all, y'all ever had a nosy neighbor?
Nosy ass neighbor.
Like a nosy ass motherfucking neighbor.
Always in your shit.
Always worry about
what's going on. Asking you about shit. Oh, asking you what you doing. Where you going? How many people you got coming? No, like, no. What the fuck going on?
That happened to you before?
I only got one mom. Like,
somebody asked you where you going as a neighbor?
Had a neighbor. 24/7, like, asking what's going on. Hey, you like, damn. Get up early. Early as hell, man. Yeah, telling like they out there doing the yard. As soon as I come in, hey, see you had some company. What the fuck is going on? You know what time that was? What the fuck?
What time was the company?
I don't worry about it. That's all I'm saying. Being fucking nosy.
I'm just asking.
Fucking nosy.
Maybe you had the company a little too late, man.
I'm grown.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get that across.
Nah, I got you, bro. I got you. Now, I had a nosy neighbor one time. This was back when I was living in apartments and shit. Mm. And I used to like to, like, you know, go on my balcony and smoke weed, you know what I mean? Mind my business, right? Mm. But the way the apartment was set up, I would be on the back end of the building versus the front end where you could see the parking lot and all that shit. Mm. And her apartment would be on the front end.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I would be back there smoking, minding my business, you know
coughing
what I mean?
Coughing loud.
Nah, I wouldn't be coughing loud. Nah. Shut the fuck up, nigga. You stupid nigga. So
get him some milk.
I'm out here minding my business smoking. All I hear is, I smell weed. Hey, whoa, why you care? Mm. Why your fucking business?
All out loud.
Yeah, like, why are you loud about that shit, bitch? God damn, like, I'm chilling.
Was she talking to herself or somebody else?
She was just, I don't know, because I didn't look out there. I just heard her real loud say, I smell weed. Like, damn, like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
I said snitch out there.
Snitching like a motherfucker, right?
Snitch!
So maybe like a week or two later, I go out. I'm getting ready to go to work or some shit. You know what I mean? Hey, how you doing? You know where I could find some weed? Like, whoa. No, I don't. Not at all. Like, why are you asking me this? Get out of my fucking face. I don't know nothing about no weed. I'm high as hell. Eyes is lower than a motherfucker. I know she know. But you ain't got to be fucking nosy. Find your own goddamn weed. I had to. Jesus, man.
She was looking for a plug, man.
Wait a minute.
There's a plug there in.
So, you was smoking that dank.
Minding my business.
Coughing loud.
I was not coughing loud.
So, when she probably seen you and looked into your eyes and asked you a question. Do you know where some weed at? And you look back. Dirt. And you told me, no, you like a liar. Especially your eyes is red as fuck. You use clear eyes?
No.
So your eyes is red as fuck, nigga.
What you say? I'm grown.
You smiling from ear to ear?
Probably.
No. Is he laughing for?
No, he got no weed. I had the Grinch grin on my face. Yeah. And said, no.
What is weed? What is weed?
Looking stupid.
I don't know anything about that. Like, what are you talking about?
Are you
about?
A cop?
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's hot.
Oh, my God. Dave, you had a nosy. Oh, matter of fact, Dave, you probably don't even remember this though. You came to the crib one time when we was on the balcony smoking, and you was leaning over the balcony, and she walked down, and you looked down at her, and you had the blunt. You was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And nodded at her. I said, "Oh, damn! Now she really know what's going on." But I said, "Fuck it, it is what it is." You probably don't even remember that shit, Dave.
No. Sound like something York, I would man. Do though.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck.
He in New York, nigga. He don't care.
He did not give a fuck.
He probably flicked the ass on.
I hope he did.
Fuck out of here.
How you doing?
Oh my
face! Oh, white ass!
It's in my pupil.
My eyes.
It's in my pupil.
Shouldn't have been looking up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you ever had a nosy neighbor?
Nah, not really.
Really?
Nah.
Damn.
But you know.
Sometimes nosy neighbor is good, though.
Yeah. What?
Like my neighbor today?
Yeah.
He's nosy. And I like it.
Yeah.
I like you watching over my crib.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on. When
some,
I like,
some nosy neighbors you don't mind. They check your shit out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They don't bother you like that.
Yeah.
Some, you know what I'm saying? I'm just start talking about the over-aggressive
police
ones.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You start calling police and then that's the issue.
Yeah.
Right. And they don't bother me when I'm playing DMX real loud right now, neither.
Mm-hmm. Well, you light skin, so they're
not gonna... Oh, listen, no guys. Sorry, we had this conversation in brown.
Yeah, yesterday. No, yeah, we said you light brown tan. It's the difference.
Brown tan.
Yeah.
No.
I like brown and tan.
No.
Because, you know what I'm saying? We start sweating. That's another thing. You high as fuck. You start sweating hard. She was like, yeah, this nigga high as fuck. I know he got the plug.
I don't have the plug. Let's be clear. I do not have the plug.
Just, yeah, I mean, your shirt was probably dripping and like you neck.
I was on my way to work. Yeah. I was getting ready to go to work.
I yeah, that's why. Like, you're an idiot.
She should have been minding her fucking business. That's all that is, man.
Yeah, yeah. She's broken on the balcony. I gotta go to work. You're an idiot.
Oh man, I'm not fucking with you. Y'all gonna watch that King Kong versus Godzilla?
Yep.
You gonna watch it?
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with it.
Man, it looks hard.
Nah, it looks stupid.
Come on.
It looks too anime. It looks too stupid.
What
it
is wrong with you?
It don't look real at all, bro.
Let me ask me this.
I'm not asking you anything.
Tell me this. Riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, don't hype this nigga. Don't gas this nigga, Dave. Relax. You know?
You should start saying that more often.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Riddle me this.
You like that? Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm a genius. But anyways.
Here we go.
No, nigga, you stupid.
You watched Lion King.
I didn't watch Lion King.
You watched Lion King.
I didn't watch Lion King. I thought that shit looked stupid too.
It's animated. Nigga, that's a whole anime. It's supposed to be animated. I mean, it looks
stupid.
Yeah,
but it can look realer than that.
You sound stupid, nigga.
You was crying.
Who you think winning? I ain't seen it.
You never seen Lion King?
I'm talking about Godzilla and motherfucking King Kong, nigga. Who winning, nigga?
King Kong.
I got Godzilla.
You stupid.
Well, I gotta be stupid. You stupid.
Godzilla, little bitch.
King Kong ain't got no fucking hands.
He's a lizard.
He out there looking for bananas and shit. Fuck out of there.
Smacking niggas the fuck up.
Yeah, that nigga Godzilla smacked that nigga with his tail, man.
Getting white girls. Getting killed. Getting
what the fuck? You know what does that have to do with
it? I mean, what Godzilla getting? You can't even get the Chinese girl. They be like, Godzilla. That's it.
That's a problem. See, that's the reason why he gonna win. He can't get no girls. He too
King Kong.
He got too much built up in him. He can't get no girls. He ready to fight, nigga. He ready to fuck some shit up.
King Kong.
What you talking about?
I'm in my white dress. Pick me up.
Shit.
Take me places.
Take me places.
Godzilla can't, you know what I'm saying? Can't do that.
That's why he gonna win.
Yeah, King Kong loves some little white girls.
Yeah. Slam.
That's fucked up.
He can't like white girls?
Nah, they need to switch that
he
up.
You gotta black. Switch it up? Nah. That's just tight.
You probably want them hood rats.
I know, I think it's probably because it's the only person that's going to sit there and talk to his stupid ass. Nobody sitting there talking to no ape, but a little white bitch, right?
I hate this nigga.
That's crazy.
You're too hairy.
Right.
Get out of here, right?
Shout out to my nigga Kong, though.
Slaying the white girls, huh? Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what he's doing.
That's what you just said.
No, I just said he likes white girls. I didn't say he was slaying them.
All right.
Fight scene's gonna be tough.
Fight scene gonna be trash.
You stupid.
It's gonna be trash. It's gonna look stupid. Godzilla gonna beat his ass, and it's gonna be the end of it. They probably got a dumbass storyline with this shit.
Of course, nigga, it's a movie. It's gonna.
Of course, they got a dumbass storyline.
You know, because
no movie's supposed to have a storyline.
I mean, I'm just saying. I bet you the storyline ain't even revolving around them.
You crazy?
I bet it ain't. Shit, probably stupid.
That's y'all shit though. I'm gonna let y'all watch it. Y'all tell me how it is.
You gonna watch it?
I'm gonna go watch Space Jam 2.
You gonna watch it
with LeBron?
If your kids wanna watch it, you watch it.
Yeah, you're right.
Facts.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You got me on that one.
I know.
You got me on that. I'm gonna go watch Space Jam 2 though.
Men sweat in boxes.
What? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
You watching fucking basketball, right? They sweating, right? And bosses, right? What the fuck is you talking about? I'm gonna watch Sweaty Dudes instead of watching a good movie. Shut up.
That has nothing.
Next.
To, my nigga
next.
Has nothing to do with next. Anything. You sound stupid.
Next. Women basketball. Sweating. In shorts. Up and down the fucking court. Moron.
Oh, that's what you like?
I'm a dude. I don't know about you. I'm a dude.
WNBA on. I feel you.
Women I'm not even wrestling. Knock you.
Mm. Women tennis. Mm. 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 Mud wrestling.
Mm. Mud wrestling.
Ain't nobody.
Women's football. Mm.
You like the mud wrestling?
Volleyball. Golf.
The mud can't be sexy to you.
Mm?
The mud can't be sexy to you.
Mud wrestling? No, it's not. It's just a sport. It's not sexy.
You said you were watching. You said that's your shit.
I'm watching. Damn, they fighting in the mud. They crazy. What do you mean? I'm going to turn from it? No.
Well, we ain't going to turn from no mud wrestling.
Oh, man. Mud wrestling. Oh, I seen that movie Conflicted with Benny and... West Side Gun, though? It's on Amazon Prime. I'm going to watch that tonight. I'm off work, so yeah.
I seen the movie.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Check it out. Because I know it's hard. They ain't trying to be funny. I know it's hard.
I know it's got to be.
I don't know. I get tired of getting hyped up on certain rappers' movies.
They ain't dropped nothing trash yet, though.
Yeah, but it's. I'm just saying that's different than music.
I'm sure
music is different.
They first movie, but I'm sure it's hard.
Just saying, we have seen some niggas come out with some movies. Like, what the fuck?
It looked like it's going. It was good. It's out. I haven't seen it yet.
The game
like
is belly decent, too.
Nah.
We ain't gonna do that.
Too. Why?
We ain't gonna
that's
do that.
Different.
I never seen it. You seen it? I never seen belly. I'm never taking the time to click on that shit.
Yeah, we've been through this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, because you seen it when it was like older, nigga. Like,
I didn't see Belly 2, nigga, at all.
I'm talking about like when it popped off, it was on, you was getting the Johnny B's, and we had the like set. You get a whole like 4 movies in one.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was already on it. We were like, what the fuck? Okay, what is it? Oh, what the fuck is this?
And you enjoyed
you
it.
You wouldn't have watched it.
You enjoyed it.
No. Nah. It made no sense. Ain't nobody killing like that. Come on. You coming there with the pumped up shotgun. Then you hopping with the leg shooting it.
That sounds crazy. I ain't never
you
seen
you hopping with the leg shooting it.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, because he got like, when he shoots it, his leg move.
What?
So it's like, kaboom. Leg what? Move. Yeah, like, yeah, that made no sense.
I bet it does.
Then the coke deals. And then everybody too hard. Everybody hard?
Yeah,
man,
it's cocaine.
Man.
Everybody got to be
soft
hard. Everybody got to be gangster. Everybody strapped up.
Everybody's not hard.
We know that, but that's not what the movie is going to portray. And you know that.
I don't care. I like Killer Season. Ready for Killer Season 2 to come out.
Whatever. Nah, we're good on that.
You crazy.
I'm not.
You crazy. Killer Season was a shit. Cam is a legend. You watch your fucking mouth.
Cam is a legend.
All right, then. What the fuck is you talking about?
Cam is a fucking legend.
You stupid?
I don't want to see
it. I don't want to see no fucking Killer Season 2. And I don't want to see him spill a little girl again. You know what I mean?
I want to see the shooting. Hell, Rail ain't going to be in it. It's a rap.
You stupid.
Freaky Ziggy going to be in it.
Jimmy going to be in it, too.
Yeah. I want to fucking see it. You stupid?
Nah, I don't want to see that.
You crazy. I'm a fan.
I don't want to see that.
I'm a fan.
You are.
They're legends.
They are.
4 legends. Freaky Ziggy ain't got a fucking rap.
How you felt about Cam on Drink Chips?
Hard.
That shit was hilarious.
It was hard because he was focused. I just like, you know what I'm saying? I love the focus of it. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get the shit out right. Making sure, you know what I'm saying, it won't come out all stupid. Because he said he didn't see some niggas on there like, yo, that's how niggas be looking? Oh, fuck that. And you know, I can't admit it, so it's funny.
Yeah, he ain't drink or smoke.
He was focused. Yeah.
The fact that this nigga erases and deletes a whole verse is legendary to me.
Just because he did? Oh, man.
That's legendary.
Oh, man.
Who can say that?
That's a tit for tat.
That is. That's a tit. You say he's on some petty shit, but still, that's legendary shit.
I can understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's just Cam.
It's Cam.
I like the way Cam made me open my eyes with maintaining, because you know what I'm saying? I would think I always like maintaining be like that, but like he was like, maintaining is not, you just want to settle. Not like that. I don't want to settle, so I will never say maintaining again. That was hard.
I like how he said it, how they went to Rockefeller and they just, Dipset took office, took closets and shit, made them to offices and estate property walking around. Man, like, our Dipset get fucking offices and got secretaries and shit walking around. Shit. Yo, like, nigga, just, we made that shit.
It just showed their hunger. And I'm pretty sure, like, they told him, like, nigga, we didn't give them shit. They did, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It was just like, you mad because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Cam said, you had opportunity. Like, you can't get mad. Like, you got opportunity and you don't jump on it. That's just like you being on a basketball team. And a
this situation don't... was different, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he's on the basketball team. Nigga come on. He ain't even a star, right? You got your star player. Nigga, he coming to practice every day. He's doing what he need to do. Your ass is, you know what I'm saying, coming late, tripping and shit. Like, you a star, right? They put the nigga on the, you know what I'm saying, court. They put you back. You mad. This nigga done show what he, you know what I'm saying, he done put work in. You can't get mad. He done put work in.
Yeah, but they didn't, you know, what,
been asked,
they
like,
didn't know
yo,
what was going on.
But nah, I just feel like you should have asked the right questions, like, yo, Cam, how you get on? Like, how'd you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they was already there.
Yeah, but State you property won't, was already you was there, but you weren't doing what he was doing.
That's what, man, Beans was and on it, fire.
And I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If you just.
They had different situations going
right
on.
But I'm just saying,
and
like,
I'm saying that Beans and them or State probably didn't know their situation. Didn't know Dipset situation.
But the thing is, yeah, because you know why? What I'm saying is, they thought about the hype. They didn't think about the business situation. Like, what am I getting? Like, you know what I'm saying? How much I got to? You know what I'm saying? I just felt like Cam was like, with the money situation, what I'm getting? Like, how we doing this? You know what I'm saying? Let's get my deal. When they was getting their deal, they were just getting a deal. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Like,
yeah, different.
Like, Cam looked at this shit like, this is the way I want my deal.
Right, right.
Instead
right.
of just getting a deal and just signing.
He just came from a bad deal.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what's that shit called he got? That pink horsepower? Is that
pink
what it's called?
Pink horsepower? Yeah.
I'm about to get some of that shit, man.
Like that one shot. Like a little jar. Like a little medicine jar. Right. That's what it look like.
About to get some of that shit, man. See what happens.
Yeah, see how much a case of it is.
Oh, you want me to get a case?
Yeah.
Okay. See what it look like. Oh, niggas. Okay. My niggas is here with me. All
it's
right.
Natural, yeah, too. So natural.
Drink it before he said. Work. Yeah, yeah. That's how you do.
I'm gonna see what it tastes like. When I'm supposed to drink it? When I'm supposed to drink it? Like right before?
So like 15, when you ready. 20 minutes before.
Yeah, when you ready.
Mm.
Yeah. Don't just, cause you know you.
Don't be trying to take it here and rush it home, man. Yeah.
Wait, relax, nigga. I want to get out of the shower here. Yeah. Dude. I'm going to drink it in the shower.
Woo, sir. Nah, she, yeah.
Hey, catch a flat or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, it's cold. I had to, it's cold in there.
It's crazy.
Sir. You're a pervert. Right.
You're a pervert.
You a pervert.
You a pervert.
Oh, I got a fucking story.
What you got? A perv story?
No, shut up.
I was a perv story.
No, nigga.
I was looking on OnlyFans.
That was funny.
And it pulled over.
What?
What's your perv story?
I don't have a perv story. Shut
what are you doing?
So you white people, y'all fucking hilarious, right? So this little white girl had the nerve. So first of all, I'm at home minding my business. You know what I mean?
Shout out to the white people.
Shout out to the white people, for sure. Because I do have white friends and I love them. But this one is different.
That sounds bad.
I'm sorry if it did.
I have white
the
friends.
The way you just...
I wasn't trying to make it sound bad.
I apologize. Because you just like, the white people, what?
Nah, anyway. So listen, because they think they run the world.
I'm just saying,
I'm getting ready to talk about.
Right.
Can't get mad at the white people. Like, the black people. What you mean, black people?
Well, they do it anyway. Mm. They do that anyway. Whatever. So, I'm at home minding my business. I get a phone call from my mother. Shout out to my mother. She listens to this shit. She's like, where you at? What you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm chilling. Just got a shower. Whatever. You know what I mean? Well, I need you to get over here because somebody's just going to park their car in my driveway, basically blocking her from getting out of her driveway. It had a donut and it was a flat tire.
What the crap?
And she just leaves it there. Says her husband is picking her up and they're going to come right back. Mm. Right? So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you just literally just parked your car in my mother's driveway, like, and just left it there? Mm. So I get over here and shit. I'm just like, you know, what's going on? I see what's going on. I see the fucking car, the flat, everything, right? Doors is locked, whatever. We calling the police. The police act like they can't help us. Shout out to Fayetteville Police Department. Like, people can just, basically in North Carolina, somebody can just park their car in your driveway and leave it there. Mm-hmm. So they act like they couldn't do nothing about it because of it's not a high priority and the calls are high at the time. Or whatever he wanted to tell me. And I'm like, so you can't send an officer over here that can come check this shit out. Like, it's what I'm. And as I'm on the phone with him, I see a cop drives by. And then we on a busy street. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a highway. You know what I mean?
He busy, nigga.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, right? So, you know, I'm like, he was like, basically, you know, if the car was like stranded somewhere, like, in the middle of the road or some shit like that, you know, then that's when they'll have to do something about it. Oh, really? That's what you're telling me? So let me hit Cuz up, because Cuz is a locksmith. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it clear. Cuz is a locksmith. I need this car off my property. Mm-hmm. So I hit up Cuz. I'm like, yo, Cuz, come over here. You know, let's break into this shit real quick. And then we just going to push this motherfucker in the middle of the highway. Mm. That was my initial goal. So Cuz comes through, but he already has somebody with a tow that can come tow it. Mm-hmm. And we finally get in the car. And as we're getting ready to, like, really literally push this car out into the middle of the highway, the dude was literally 5 minutes up the road with the tow truck. So he pulled over the tow truck and he came and towed it. And got that shit out of here. But the fact that you felt comfortable enough to come park your shit in somebody else's yard, somebody's driveway, and just leave it, the audacity.
No, I mean.
That's crazy.
You could have left that shit in the middle of the street. Like, my mother, what if my mother had a doctor's appointment or some shit? Like, she couldn't even leave her house.
That's some crackheads.
Oh, the car smelled like coronavirus. Once we got in, it was all trashy and shit. It was terrible. Oh, my God. It smelled like coronavirus. It had COVID all through it.
You should have sprayed all in there.
Nah, we didn't sit in that shit. Okay. We didn't get in there.
I wouldn't even open it.
Nah, we just got the shit neutral. We was about to push that shit in the middle of the highway. Like, yeah, now, yeah, Federal Police Department, come get this shit now. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, start a wreck.
Still appreciate y'all taking me home that night though. But y'all ain't shit for not coming to do something about this fucking car.
That's fucked up.
Shit's wild, bro. Oh, and then the cop was like, read the license plate to him. The car was a white Charger, but the license plate was to a Honda. So I'm like, yo, what y'all gonna do? It sound like this shit is stolen. Never mind, whatever.
They're just driving.
How they do out here, man. Shit is wild in North Carolina, man.
Damn, yeah, my shit flat run.
God damn.
They got to wait quick, though. You got to move quick.
The motherfuckers came back later that night. We're like, yo, listen, your car is gone. Don't worry about it. Mm. Go figure it out.
That's sick.
Go figure it out, man.
Hey, so my car's sitting here? No, get the fuck out of here.
You pussy. See it, nigga? I just moved it to the back. Nah, I ain't moved shit, nigga.
Nah, and I peed on it.
Fuck out of here.
And I peed on your car and I had to tow.
Should have.
took a squat on your shit, nigga.
Took a piss, I took a shit, and I told him to tow your shit to Arizona, motherfucker.
Not Arizona.
Just right down the street, storage and shit, nigga, lying there like a motherfucker.
Hey, what was that you was talking about earlier? If you found out what?
If you found out your girl was a hit man.
A hit woman.
Yeah, a hit woman. How would you handle it?
I wouldn't piss her off.
Nigga.
We'll start there.
Nigga like be that. Fucked up and feel like you gotta make sure everything right. You can't even break up. Like,
right.
If you was gonna break up. It'd be a fucked up situation. What the fuck is these guns in here? Let me tell you something, okay?
I
kill people.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You can't shoot something. You know what I'm saying? She'll show you what to shoot. What the fuck?
Blow your fucking brains out. Mm. I would, honestly,
it'd
though.
It'd be a tough one.
I would love it, though.
So why are you going to work so early? Nah, see? Nah.
I would love it. Damn, she know how to pop a nigga?
It depends if she crazy or not.
Yeah.
They all crazy. I'm sorry.
That crazy side might come out.
They all crazy.
Flip out.
Yeah.
You my target. What?
Right. You my target.
No, I do not want to be your target. I do not want to be your target.
Don't run from me.
What I'm saying, though.
What I'm saying, don't run from me.
Why are you running?
Oh, shit.
Be a man. Yeah.
Be a man.
Real man die.
You crazy.
Not with that fucking gun.
You are
in.
Crazy.
Put that gun down.
Put that gun down, get knocked out like your father used to.
Right. You had to like brand.
Shit.
You had to like brand new for thin line between love and hate.
Oh, my God. That's what you don't want.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't piss her off though. That's how I went.
See, that. If you had one of those that's an assassin, ain't nothing you could do with that.
Nah, let's go body somebody together.
Nah.
Oh. Yeah. We a team.
Yeah.
We a team, nigga. What you mean?
Nah, she did kill him. You squirm up.
Ooh, that's how you feel?
She'd be like, why you cry?
That's how you feel? That's how you feel.
I didn't know him.
Get the fuck out of here.
He crying.
Oh, he crying.
He crying.
Why you keep crying?
You pussy.
Oh yeah, like a little bitch.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
A bitch.
The sad part is you're doing it well. You doing that shit really good, bro.
I seen how light-skinned people cry.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
How you cry? How you cry, bro?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? It's just a dead body.
It's just a dead body.
Look at the blood.
Oh my God.
It's so thick.
It's so. It's this thing.
Oh my God.
I thought it would look like Kool Aid.
I'm not fucking with you. Listen, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm not
just
fucking
listen
with
to
you,
Benny.
Right.
Just listen to Benny.
You got the sideburns for nothing. They don't work. You supposed to be in killer. That's funny.
You were supposed to be a killer.
What's wrong, Lex? I thought you was a killer. Yeah.
But she was, oh, I thought you was bringing them things in.
Not in my mama house. Not in my mama house.
Right. I'm not bringing the things in. Not in my mama house.
Hey, yo, shout out to Snowfall. Hey, Franklin, I see you. Yeah, kill that bitch. And I see Man Boy, he getting ready to get killed too. And Unk, he about to get killed too. Y'all don't watch it, but it was whatever. You know, whoever listens to this, yo, shout out to Snowfall. It's my shit. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I don't know what you niggas about to do. Episode 106 out this bitch.
That was it.
You got something you want to talk about? You got something on your mind? Got something you want to get off your chest before we get out of here, Moses?
Yeah, we out of here, man.
Look. Niggas don't ever want to tell their real feelings, man. I swear, man.
You do.
What's your real feeling?
Nah, what's yours?
We out of here.
Exactly. Check us out on Twitter.
You always talk about feelings.
So you always your in your feelings, nigga. You always in your feelings, Moses. But it's cool. We ain't got to talk about it today.
Shut up.
You
doing
yoga. I don't... You do yoga on Tuesdays.
Yo, niggas will just make up anything about you. I swear, man.
You do yoga.
Never did yoga in my life.
I don't sweat
life,
when
nigga.
I do yoga.
Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. Follow me. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water David.
Tell them your OnlyFans for your rusty feet.
Nah, they can't get my OnlyFans yet. Don't worry. Just know I'm gonna put my dick out there though when they do. So fuck you, Moses. And I'm be paying you.
I'm gonna do the bull chuck. I like online fans, so I do the bull tuck. They love it.
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. I'm not listening to this clown. His shit is on Black Planet. Check him out.
$50 a tuck.
He got MySpace, all that shit.
$50 a tuck. That's
this. Put the $50 on there. I'll give you a tuck. If you put the $50 on there, I give you a tuck. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a bull. And then I tuck. How many tucks can you handle? Get your stupid ass off of me.
That is nasty.
Oh my God, man. Yo, we gotta get the fuck out of here. It's crazy.
This is me, nigga.
Hey, yo, fuck cancer. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, DMX. 914, what up? 26 and
Moses. Botox.
Word.
I like it.
Can you please?